In more normal times, if we were caught out by a cloudburst while in town, we'd perhaps retreat into a shop until it had passed over. Sadly, that hasn't been an option until recently, but we should certainly spare a thought for our local retailers who will have been finding things very difficult these past few months. Derek James has been looking at a family business which is world famous and much loved across the whole of East Anglia. Jarrold's.
Ground floor perfumery, stationery and leather goods, wigs and haberdashery.
Walk along a shopping street anywhere in the country and you will see the same names. Big business has gobbled up family concerns and consigned their names to history. But there is an independent store operating from a unique landmark building across the road from the market in Norwich, which can trace its history back 250 years. It's called Jarrold. In recent difficult times, it, along with the other shops across the land, were closed and staff sent home as our streets resembled windswept ghost towns. This terrible virus has claimed so many lives, brought so much misery. Our thoughts are with those who have lost relatives and friends, and those working on the front line. It has been an absolute nightmare for workers and bosses. Life has been put on hold. People marooned in their own homes, cut off from the outside world. In Norfolk and Suffolk, as with other places, local people once ran local shops. From a family business on the corner to grand department stores, they were our shops. We knew the bosses and the workers. Family businesses reached out to the community. Jarrold was, and still is, one of the best loved. The life was a world of the word, shopkeepers and printers, a wonderful double act, and one of the most respected in the land and further afield. As with some other firms, a job at Jarrold was often a job for life, a way of life. Perhaps as a printer in one of the many offices and workshops or on the shop floor. Or, I remember, there being a caretaker who lived with his family on the very roof of the shop. The business story starts in the lovely Suffolk town of Woodbridge in 1770, where a young gentleman by the name of John Jarrold was establishing a drapery and grocery business. Sadly, John died just 5 years later at the age of 30, but other members of the family took up the reins and set up a printing business and spread the word across Suffolk on horseback. Eventually, the Jarrolds headed north and in 1823 set up a business in Norwich with savings of £7,000, handy money in those far-off days. Surely but slowly, the business grew, and members of the Jarrold family reached out to help the community. And there were plenty needing support in Norwich, a world of stinking courts and yards for so many. They set up a Sunday school in Pockthorpe and devoted much of their time to helping the poor, along with others. They were good people, and it was that start of a love affair between the city and the family which spread far and wide. They became world-famous and award-winning printers, publishers, retailers, shopkeepers, top business training providers and the rest. Members of the family have, and still are, taking an active role in the community and civic life, supporting so many good causes. We have much to thank them for, then and now. It has employed such talented people over the years. One was the top aviation artist and author Mike Bailey, who worked as a printer there from 1950 to 1995. "Why would I want to leave? I loved it," he told me. Norwich without Jarrold would be like toast without butter, and the magnificent shop is looking better than ever, both inside and out. Next time you are passing by, why don't you pay them a visit? Once life gets back to normal.